Thanks for joining us today, everyone. I think we have a great lesson for you. My name is Nathan. I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Today, we want to continue our topic about technology. This lesson is called, You Can Wear Technology. You can wear technology. So, what technology was Rob wearing yesterday, Katie?
Well, Rob was wearing a special watch. His watch told him when he got a text on his phone. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm your other teacher here on the show.
Now it's time to practice our reading together, so find today's Read It in your LTE magazine and read along with Katie right now.
Technology makes a lot of amazing things possible. A bracelet helps you remember your cell phone. It beeps if you leave your phone behind. One kind of watch can tell you how far you run and how many calories you burn. There are sunglasses that are also MP3 players. These sunglasses have earbuds and can plug into your computer.
Did you know that there is technology in bracelets and sunglasses now? I think we will hear about some interesting technology today.
I know I haven't heard about some of these things. Technology keeps getting better and doing new things.
And it makes amazing things possible. We have things today that we never could have guessed about before.
And who knows what will come next? Actually, I do. Next, our word lady Christina will teach us about today's keywords.
我们今天要介绍很多高科技的产品哦。有些产品真的很惊人，让人惊叹。They are so amazing. 形容词 amazing 就是令人吃惊惊叹的。这些超级酷的科技产品真的是让人觉得怎么可能 ?How is that possible? Possible 是形容词可能的意思。比如你的手环就可以侦测出你手机的位置。手环是 bracelet. Carol has a cool bracelet.有一种手表可以测出你运动燃烧了多少卡路里。燃烧的动词就是 burn. People exercise to burn calories. 还有墨镜也可以用来听 MP3. 墨镜就是 sunglasses. The sunglasses are also an MP3 player.
Those are cool sunglasses, Megan.
Thank you.
They're also an MP3 player.
What? How is that possible?
The sunglasses have small earbuds. I can put them in and listen to music.
But how do you put the music into the sunglasses?
I plug the sunglasses into my computer. Then I download the music to them.
That sounds easy to do.
This kind of glasses is new to me. I've never seen MP3 glasses before. I only know about MP3 players, like iPods or things like that.
Yes, I think people still use those to listen to music. How do you listen to music, everyone? Do you have some kind of MP3 player?
Most MP3 players are small machines that you can save music on.Then you can carry it around and listen to the music on it with earbuds.
You might just use your phone as an MP3 player, though. Many people do. If you have an MP3 player, do you use earbuds or earphones to listen to it?
I think many more people use earbuds today, Katie. You put earbuds in your ears and plug them into your MP3 player.Then you can listen to music.
The MP3 glasses have earbuds on it. Earbuds are smaller and more comfortable than earphones.
I think so too. Earphones stay outside your ears. Some are small, some are big. but they make the outside of my ears hurt. I don't like them.
Well, then maybe you would like these sunglasses, Nathan. They have earbuds, so you could listen to music on a sunny day when you go running.
It sounds like they are worth trying to me, but I think we should also try to understand the word sunglasses a little more with Christina right now.
Susie 觉得 Megan 所戴的墨镜很酷，所以她说 those are cool sunglasses. 我们来说说墨镜 sunglasses.因为每一副墨镜都是由两片玻璃所制成的，所以中文讲的一副墨镜，英文一定是用复数的 sunglasses 来表示，而配合它的动词和代名词也一定要选择复数的形态。所以 Megan 虽然只戴了一副墨镜，但是一定要用复数的字。 Those are cool sunglasses. 再来举一个例子，Megan 的这副墨镜也是一个 MP3 播放器。The sunglasses are also an MP3 player. 所以这里的 sunglasses 和 are 虽然都是复数形态，但是他说的只有一副墨镜哦。
That was great to know, Christina. Sunglasses sounds like more than one thing, but it's not really. They just have two pieces of glass.Or plastic in them.
That's true. It has the S on the end, so it sounds like two or more things. Now, these sunglasses have earbuds on them. How is that possible? It's amazing, and it's a calendar phrase.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
那怎么可能？
My sunglasses are an MP3 player.
How is that possible?
My bracelet helps me remember things.
How is that possible?
My watch helps me exercise.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I'll ask my laptop. It knows everything.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
那怎么可能？
Look at my new bracelet, Mark.
Is there something different about it?
Yes, this bracelet helps me to remember my cell phone.
How can it do that?
It beeps when I walk too far away from my phone.
So now you won't leave your phone at home or at a restaurant.
Right. I lose my phone a lot. I don't want to buy a new one.
This new technology could be pretty useful. If you lose your phone a lot, like Carol, it might be a big help for you. Do you lose your phone often, Nathan?
No.But I don't use my phone as much as some people do. Remember, a lot is like saying often. If you use it a lot, you might lose it a lot.
Or maybe you don't lose your phone. You might just forget about it sometimes. It can be easy to leave your phone behind.
If you leave something behind, you just forget to take it with you. You might leave your phone at home.Or at your office. And if it's not with you, it won't help you.
Or you might leave it at a place where it could get lost, like a restaurant or a store. That's when this bracelet would be very useful.
Right. If you get too far away from your phone, the bracelet beeps. Now, a beep is that. That's a beep. And that's my phone.
Nathan, your phone should not be on.
I know, but my mom is calling. I should answer it. Hi, Mom?
Well, while Nathan is taking his call, let's talk about a phrase that he used, far away from. Christina can tell us more about it right now.
Carol 带的新手环是一个手机侦测器哦。如果你离开手机太远，这个手环就会发出哔哔哔的声音，这样子就可以提醒你，不至于把手机弄丢了。Carol 说 ，It beeps when I walk too far away from my phone。单字 far 是很远的意思。我们来学片语 far away from something， 表示离某处很远。比如 ，She lives far away from us， 她住得离我们很远。He sat far away from you， 他坐得离你很远。这就是片语 far away from 的用法。
Well, we aren't far from our break time, but we still have a little more to learn first. Katie, is there something special about my question?
Special? I don't think... Oh, it's a grammar point sentence. It must be time to learn about it with Rebecca.
If you want to ask someone a question about someone or something, you can use this grammar tip.Is there something, adjective, about someone or something? For example, is there something different about your hair? Or, is there something odd about the new girl? Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
So, we've talked about some MP3 player sunglasses and a reminder bracelet. Which would you like to have more, Katie?
Well, I think that the sunglasses would be really cool, so I want those. But I think we have more new technology to learn about after this break. So, don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to Let's Talk in English.Megan has new MP3 player sunglasses today. Oh, what kind of new technology is that? It sounds like it could be pretty useful.
And Carol has a bracelet that helps her remember her phone. The bracelet beeps if she walks too far away from her phone. Let's learn some more about all this new technology you can wear in Conversation C.
What are you looking at, Jim?
I'm looking at this cool watch online. I think my wife will buy it for me for Christmas.
What does it do?
It helps with exercise. It tells you how far you run and how many calories you burn.
That's amazing. Do you exercise often?
I exercise a couple of times a week. I want to exercise even more next year.
Great! Another watch. Rob had a new kind of watch yesterday, and now Jim might get a special watch too. Now, don't tell me, Katie, my watch is so boring.
I wasn't going to say anything about your watch, Nathan. But can it tell you how far you've walked?
I knew it. You had to show me that my watch is not as good. No?It doesn't tell me anything about running or calories. It just tells time like a watch should.
Okay, Nathan, I won't talk about your watch anymore. Let's just talk about this new kind of watch. It does a few things. First, it tells you how far you go.
Most watches don't do that. But I have to say, it is kind of useful. When you wear it, you could go running.And then you know how far you have gone for your run that day.
And it does a second thing that is good for exercising, too. It tells you how many calories you have burned.
When we eat, we get calories from food. Calories are good because they give us energy, but you don't want to have a lot of extra calories.
Right. Extra calories can turn into fat.But if you exercise, you can use a lot of calories. We call that burning calories.
And that's why it's good to exercise a few times a week. If you exercise a couple times a week, like Jim, that's a good start.
A couple of times is two times, but it's good to exercise even more. Maybe this watch will help Jim do that.
It might. Now, the watch can help him know how much more exercise he needs. And right now, I think we need to do a different kind of exercise. Every day, it's important to review what you have learned if you want to know how to use it for the future. So now, let's do some keyword review together.
Here's the first keyword from today. Amazing. Amazing. This book is amazing. Read it.
Possible. Possible. I got an A. How is that possible?
Bracelet. Bracelet. Tiana wears a bracelet every day.
Burn. Burn. You burn calories when you exercise.
Sunglasses. Sunglasses. Don't wear sunglasses inside the house. Okay, everyone, those were all the keywords that we learned today. We hope that you remembered them and that you keep practicing them. Right now, we're going to take a look back at all of our conversations.
Those are cool sunglasses, Megan.
Thank you. They're also an MP3 player.
What? How is that possible?
The sunglasses have small earbuds. I can put them in and listen to music.
But how do you put the music into the sunglasses?
I plug the sunglasses into my computer. Then I download the music to them.
That sounds easy to do.
Look at my new bracelet, Mark.
Is there something different about it?
Yes. This bracelet helps me to remember my cell phone.
How can it do that?
It beeps when I walk too far away from my phone.
So now you won't leave your phone at home or at a restaurant.
Right. I lose my phone a lot. I don't want to buy a new one.
What are you looking at, Jim?
I'm looking at this cool watch online. I think my wife will buy it for me for Christmas.
What does it do?
It helps with exercise. It tells you how far you run and how many calories you burn.
That's amazing. Do you exercise often?
I exercise a couple of times a week. I want to exercise even more next year.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm listening to my sunglasses.
Listening to your sunglasses? What are they saying?
They're singing. My sunglasses are an MP3 player.
Wow, that is really cool.
Yeah, they have earbuds and plug into my computer.
Wow, and my watch is amazing too. It tells me how many calories I burn.
That is amazing. But my bracelet is even more amazing.
Oh, yeah? What does your bracelet do?
If I forget my cell phone, my bracelet beeps.
Oh, okay. So where is your bracelet?
Oh, no. I forgot my bracelet.
And your cell phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Where's my watch?
Hey, hey, hey! It's time for Let's Play! I am your host, Harry Lip, and today our players are...
Gary Goodfellow! Hi, everybody!
And I'm your news anchor, Ned. In today's news, somebody stole...
Yes, thank you, Ned.
But I was not finished yet.
Oh, well, it is great to have you back. And, of course, our next player is... New!
I am Queen Catherine.
Oh, great. Well, today, Let's play a sentence with... I will say a sentence, and when you hear the sound...
You guessed the key word!
Yes, and there are many words to choose from, as you can see. So, here is a sentence. My grandmother wears a lot of...
I know the answer.
You do, Queen Catherine?
Yes. My grandmother wears a lot of sunglasses.
Good try, but no.
I was wrong?
Yes.
My grandmother wears a lot of bracelets. And in today's news, a robber stole
Okay, Ned. No more news for now. And no, bracelet is not the answer. My grandmother wears a lot of...
My grandmother wears a lot of perfume and hats and watches and...
Very good. Very good guess, Gary Goodfellow. But no, no, and no.
In today's news, someone stole lots of precious...
Not now. Not now, Ned.
Well, someone stole lots of jewelry from me yesterday.
That's it. Yes, jewelry is the answer.
I was going to say somebody stole the jewelry, the Queen's jewels.
Well, Queen Catherine said it first. So, here is your prize, Queen Catherine.
My jewelry! How did you get this?
I found the robber. I am your hero. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's play!
I gotta go.
In this lesson, we have talked about a lot of new technology. Megan has MP3 player sunglasses, and Carol's bracelet beeps when she gets too far away from her phone.
And don't forget the watches, Nathan. Rob's watch tells him when he gets a text, and Jim might get the exercise watch for Christmas.
Yes, how could I forget? I think all of these things are interesting, but only a couple of them would be useful to me. The sunglasses and the exercise watch.
You mean you would get a new watch? I thought you really liked the one that you have now.
And I would keep it, but I could wear the other one when I was running. And I could wear the sunglasses then too.
Well, we've learned a lot today, but right now it's time to say see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Bye-bye.